Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The story I'm about to tell you isn't like the other stories you might hear about someone getting stalked or followed. Unfortunately, I was the stalker, and I was the one following somebody. I'm not proud of who I was in the past, but I can't change it, so I just accept it and tell my story. Maybe there are others out there who will stop being like who I was. So this happened about 6 years ago, so it's not who I am anymore, but I used to stalk people whenever I got the chance. I had a particular interest in certain individuals, but I could never really find the right person to engage in with any type of stalking way. That was until one day I decided to download Snapchat. I heard it was a good way to make friends, so I added all the close people I knew. They never knew what I was up to when I was home alone. Nobody did, and that's what I liked. I liked to stalk people. There's a mentality that goes into being someone who likes to stalk people. As I said, I downloaded Snapchat and started adding my friends. One of them was named Emily. I had no interest in Emily, and I was fine with that. I really liked our friendship. But I think that I typed a few numbers wrong and I ended up adding a random Emily instead. I didn't notice until that night when I got a snap from her, and it looked nothing like Emily's house or anything familiar. I thought about deleting her, but after a few conversations, she sent a snap of her face, and it was perfect. Her hair, the way she looked, everything I ever fantasized about. This was at the peak of my stalking phase. I immediately started asking her questions like I was genuinely interested in being her friend. But honestly, I just wanted information so I could scour the internet. She told me her last name and the city she lived in, and that was all I needed to find everything. Her parents, the inside of her house through Zillow. I also knew her dog, her schedule, everything about her. I probably knew more about her than her parents did. At this point, I knew what college she went to, and most importantly, where she lived. That fueled me as the stalker I was. I played it cool. She had no idea I was so obsessed with her. We talked, and to my surprise, she only lived about 30 minutes away.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What are the odds, I thought. But honestly, in my mindset back then, I felt like it was meant to be. We kept talking, and I asked to meet up with her for some snacks. Something harmless so she wouldn't figure out my true intentions. She agreed. When the day came, I got all dressed up in my nicest clothes and looked as handsome as I could. We went out for ice cream. It was casual, but I didn't want to let the chance of something deeper slip away, so I pursued her with interest. She seemed to really like me. Honestly, after the first time we went out, we texted each other all night, literally until 2 a.m. It was that cheesy love type stuff. Things were going so well that the line started to blur between my obsession and actual love, but I had just met her, so I knew something wasn't right. From her perspective, I was just a really nice guy interested in her. But from mine, I had a different agenda. Even when I told myself I didn't, I'd get in my car, drive 30 minutes out, stop at a gas station to get snacks, and park down her road. I parked where I could barely see her house, but just enough to see her room, which was on the back side of her house. I never got caught. I saw her talking to her friends and hanging out with them. I never saw anything inappropriate like her getting dressed. I thought that was too far, and I respected that boundary. But my obsession grew stronger and stronger. Stalking turned into an unbearable urge to act. I started going insane. I checked her social media constantly, analyzed her posts, and tried to decipher her tweets. That's when jealousy hit me, hard. One night, she tweeted a cryptic message about somebody making her feel a certain way. I knew it wasn't me because we had only met once. The anger consumed me. I did what no normal person would do. I figured out a way to get her passwords. I asked her a ton of questions and I slipped in a password-related question as a joke. Eventually, I got her password. I made sure to only sign in when I was near her house so it wouldn't seem suspicious. You'd be surprised how easy it is to get someone's Wi-Fi password. Once I was in, I read through all her DMs and messages just to make sure there wasn't anyone else. And boy, was I wrong. There was this guy named Brad, and he was everything I wasn't. I couldn't let that happen. I hopped on her messages and threatened him, pretending to be her. I said things like, "If you ever talk to me again, I'll call the police. Don't ever speak to me again. I hate you." I deleted the messages and blocked him. Honestly, I don't think she ever noticed, because she ended up messaging one of her best friends saying, "I think Brad blocked me." I was in the clear. At this point, I felt like I should have backed away from stalking. It was no longer harmless or fun. It was dangerous, for me and for her. But I didn't stop. We hung out again, staying up super late and getting breakfast together. Everything seemed fine. She smiled at me, and I knew I was in too deep. We went home and texted again, this time calling until 3 a.m. and falling asleep on FaceTime. It felt amazing, innocent even. But I couldn't let innocence be a part of me because I wasn't innocent. One night, I reached my breaking point. I wanted to break into her house just to see her. I couldn't stay away another second. I knew everything, when her parents weren't home, when they worked, and their schedules. At 4 a.m. on Tuesday, I made my move. I got in my car, drove to her house, put on a ski mask, and approached her home. I don't know what it was, guilt, a second thought, or a small part of me that still had decency, but I couldn't do it. I touched the window, found it open, and could have slid right in. But instead, I closed it, made it look like it was never open, and then went back to my car. I took off my mask and gloves, blocked her number, and drove home. I couldn't sleep that night. I just stared at the ceiling. Maybe it's because I had lost myself. Maybe it's because I became the monster I swore I'd never be. To this day, she has no idea how close I was, and I'm happy she doesn't. I hope she's living a happy life with people who truly love her. As for me, I've changed, and I don't do anything like that anymore. I'm not proud of who I was, but it's part of my past. So, me and my friends used to have this group chat that was mostly for sending stupid memes. Occasionally, we'd talk about hanging out, but it was always the same thing. People would say, "Yeah, for sure," and then never actually hang out. The group was me, Emily, David, and Ryan. Ryan was your typical guy, always getting into weird situations and trouble. He was constantly meeting sketchy people on eBay or Craigslist, trying to make a quick buck off random stuff he had lying around. One day, Ryan was selling his four-wheeler and asked us to come with him because he didn't trust the buyer. We told him, "If you don't trust him, why sell it to him in the first place?" But Ryan didn't get what we were trying to say. He barely even acknowledged that it was a red flag. We were all confused as to why he wasn't seeing what seemed obvious to us. We told him to just leave it and wait until he could find a more trustworthy buyer, but he didn't listen. He told us the deal was on the south side of the city, which was the sketchiest area imaginable. That side of town was notorious for crime and kidnapping. That was the biggest red flag of all. None of us wanted to go, but Ryan wouldn't listen. Throughout the day, he was snapping us updates about getting his stuff ready and making progress on the sale. I messaged one of the other friends in the group chat privately and told them, "I don't think we should let him go over there." They replied, "Why not? He's a grown man. If he gets into trouble, that's on him. We warned him." I thought that was a pretty stupid reason to abandon a friend who might get himself into serious trouble. No one else was listening to me though, and they insisted I was overreacting. They said if Ryan needed to learn a lesson, then so be it. Hours went by and Ryan was at the person's house. We kept checking up on him because, like I said, the whole thing felt wrong. He kept snapping us back, reassuring us that everything was fine and that we were overreacting. But still, we couldn't relax until we knew he was safe. Then he sent a snap of himself in a basement. We all thought, "Why are you in their basement?" Someone even commented, "What are you doing down there?" But he didn't respond, which was really odd. I figured maybe he was busy talking to the buyer and just wanted to update us. But then he snapped another picture from a different room in the basement. It was getting weirder and weirder each snap. Still, we ignored it, because we figured if he was snapping us, he must be okay. The next snap was in a dark room, showing someone's feet. but they weren't Ryan's feet. That's when we realized someone else had taken Ryan's phone and had been snapping us the whole time, pretending everything was fine. We started panicking. We tried to check his location, but the person who had his phone turned it off. We knew something was seriously wrong and that we needed to act fast, but we didn't know what to do. We tried calling his phone, but it went straight to voicemail. We thought about contacting his family, but none of us knew them. We were stuck. Someone suggested driving to the area to try to find his car, but we knew that could take hours and maybe even days, and it wasn't a guaranteed plan because we didn't even know the location.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The next snap came in, and I nearly lost it. It was a photo of fresh blood on the floor, wet, bright red, and horrifying. We all froze. That's when we realized we weren't just overreacting. Something terrible had happened. We immediately FaceTimed each other and tried calling the police from someone else's phone. But without any concrete evidence or location, we couldn't do much. We were completely out of luck. We all went to bed that night, frantic and unable to sleep. Days and weeks passed, and we didn't hear a thing from Ryan. Then, about 6 months later, we saw his face on the news. He'd been reported missing. I thought to myself, if we had just gone with him or stopped him, maybe we could have done something. After months of searching, the police gave up. Then, out of nowhere, someone found Ryan walking down the highway in nothing but his underwear and shoes. He looked starved, barely alive. When we finally got the full story in the group chat, we couldn't believe what had happened. To be honest, I can't even talk about it. It's too gruesome and traumatizing. I'm just glad that Ryan is alive. I downloaded Snapchat again a while ago. I usually take breaks from it because social media can affect my mental health, but I thought everyone else has it, so maybe it's a good way to stay in contact with my friends. I started snapping people back and noticed that since I last used it, they added a new feature where you could quick add people. I thought it was pretty cool, and maybe I'd make some new friends. Not long after, I started getting added by a few people. I didn't think much of it and gave it a blind eye, but I chatted here and there. Then, out of nowhere, about 2 days later, I was added to a group chat. At first, I didn't think much of it. It seemed like a normal group chat of about 10 to 15 people talking about random stuff. Mostly it was guys, and they talked about typical things that guys talk about, like cars and sports, although there were a few women in the group. I barely participated and rarely said anything. A few more days passed, and still nothing weird had happened, which is funny because usually by now I'd be getting unsolicited messages. Then someone added me. His name was Josh, and he was from the group chat. He started messaging me personally, but never mentioned anything about the group or anybody in it. It seemed like he was trying to get to know me. We talked a lot, sometimes all night, and even FaceTimed a few times. He'd ask me things like what I liked to do and what my favorite food was. It was nice, and I was happy to make a normal friend. But then he started asking weird, personal questions. It felt like he was fishing for something, but I couldn't figure out what. One night, he asked me something strange. I can't even remember exactly what, but it was enough to make me uneasy and wonder if something was off about him. Then it happened. Everyone got kicked out of the group chat except for me and six other guys. It was unsettling, but I tried not to think about it too much and I brushed it off. This time, the group was a lot more talkative, not just to each other, but specifically to me. They acted like we'd been best friends for years. I played along but remained skeptical about Josh. Soon enough, we all got close and they started suggesting hanging out as a group. They wanted to play pickleball around 8 p.m. I was confused. Why so late? But they explained it was because everybody worked late, so I agreed. I mentioned it to some of my friends, and they said that it sounded sketchy, but nothing bad had ever happened to me before, so I didn't think much of it. That night, I grabbed my pickleball gear and headed to the meeting spot. When I arrived, the parking lot was empty. I assumed they weren't there yet, so I waited. Eventually, I saw cars pulling in, 6 of them. At first, I was relieved, thinking I was overreacting. But then I noticed something strange. The cars all parked on the opposite side of the lot, far from mine. Josh and the others got out, along with a woman who I didn't recognize. She had her pickleball gear with her and walked over to them. They all gathered around her as if talking, but then suddenly they grabbed her. In the blink of an eye, they shoved her into one of the cars. I couldn't believe it. This wasn't normal. I fumbled for my phone, panicking, and checked the group chat. Josh had just sent me a message. "Where are you? We've been waiting for you. It's about to open." They wanted me to show up. I froze and realized that could have been me. My mind raced as Josh sent another message. "Why aren't you responding? Is something wrong?" I looked up, and the group was still in their cars. The woman's car was off, and someone else then got into it and drove it away, probably to hide the evidence. That's when I realized what had just happened. That girl had been kidnapped. It hit me hard. With Snapchat's new update, random group invites had become a tool for traffickers. I didn't know what to do, so I did the only thing that felt safe. I stayed in my car, and I drove away. As I did so, I called the police and reported everything, giving descriptions of the car and the guys the best I could. I don't know if they saw me leave, but I immediately blocked Josh and left the group chat. To this day, I still get random friend requests on Snapchat, but I'll never add someone I don't know again. I feel like some people might relate to this, because we've all heard of someone taking a Snapchat and noticing something they shouldn't have seen. One night, I was sitting at home. It was late, and I was completely alone. I lived in a very rural area, far from any neighbors or buildings, in a small town in Minnesota. I won't name the town, but there was no one around for miles. My house was pretty big because my parents were farmers, but they did really well for themselves. I'd say they were millionaires, so we had one of those rich farmhouses. It was white with columns everywhere, and the living room was the size of 2 kitchens. I'm just trying to paint the picture for you. That night, I was sitting on the couch, watching a movie, Snapchatting my girlfriend and some friends. I was eating, relaxing, and the whole night had been completely quiet. No strange sounds, no mysterious figures outside the window. I wasn't worried at all. I'd never had any incidents, not even with coyotes. I felt safe. Like I said, I'm being overly detailed to set the scene. My Snapchat was open, and I figured it was a good time to send a picture to my girlfriend because I'd just gotten out of the shower and I felt like I looked good. My couch faced away from the floor-to-ceiling windows, which I'd left open. Why? I don't know. There'd never been an incident, so I didn't think much of it. I snapped a picture and sent it to my girlfriend. A few minutes later, I noticed her name pop up in the chat. She said, "Kyle, I think someone's behind you. Do you have someone over?" She sounded frantic. I responded, "No, what are you talking about?" And I turned around. I saw nothing. Just to make sure, I took another picture, this time framing the window more clearly, and sent it. She saved the snap and replied, "Kyle, do you not see it?" So I looked closer, and my heart sank. There was a man, a full-grown man, about 6'5", standing outside my window, staring at me. I froze. I didn't know what to do. Should I text her back? Should I run? Should I pretend nothing happened? I didn't want to panic her, so I played it cool and said, "Let me double-check," but inside, I was scared out of my mind. I was alone with no service in most parts of the house. I thought, what should I do? What would John Wick do?
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Before I could decide, I heard glass shatter from upstairs. The smash echoed through the house, coming from the top floor. We had four floors: basement, main floor, upstairs, and attic. I panicked and remembered reading somewhere that if someone breaks into your house, you should turn off all the lights because you know the house better than they do. I ran to the light switch, and luckily our house had a smart system, so with one button I turned off all the lights and locked all the doors. But it didn't matter. He'd already smashed a window to get in. I grabbed the closest thing I could find, a golf club. I wasn't about to let some intruder take over my house. I was in fight mode. I moved to the second floor, thinking he wouldn't realize I was no longer on the main floor. I could hear his footsteps above me, slow and deliberate, like a movie. I didn't know if he had a weapon, but I gripped the golf club tighter. As I listened, I heard him coming down the stairs. I hid behind a wall, holding the club like a kid playing hide-and-seek. The tension was unbearable. When he stepped off the last stair, I swung as hard as I could, hitting him in the knee. He tumbled down the stairs and scrambled to his feet, running. I chased him, yelling, "Get back here," as if that would stop him. In my panic, I tripped and fell down the stairs, dropping the club. By the time I got up, he was gone, hiding somewhere else in the house. Now I was unarmed, searching for an intruder. I felt completely vulnerable. I ran upstairs to my parents' room, looking for a weapon. I found a gun taped under my dad's bed. I couldn't believe it. What kind of a person tapes a gun there? But I was desperate. I grabbed the gun and shouted, "Come out or I'll shoot." He yelled back, "Do it. I dare you." I couldn't pinpoint his location, but it sounded like he was in the far left corner of the basement. Without thinking, I ran down there and started firing. Six shots echoed through the house, deafening me. My ears were ringing so badly I dropped the gun. The man bolted past me, jumping over my arms as I tried to grab him. Disoriented, I could barely hear or react. He ran to the front door, but it was locked, and he couldn't figure out the system. Panicking, he ran to the fourth floor and smashed another window before jumping out and disappearing into the woods. For the first time, I saw his face clearly. I immediately called my parents and told them everything. My girlfriend had been blowing up my phone asking if I was okay. My parents got home a few days later. I showed them the damage and told them everything. I yelled at my dad for leaving a gun where anyone could find it, but he said it might have saved my life. Long story short, the cops came and found no evidence of the man. With no neighbors nearby, there were no witnesses. I still don't know what his intentions were, but I'm grateful my girlfriend noticed something in that Snapchat. Without her, I don't know what would have happened. This happened about 5 years ago. I was 16 at the time, and like most high school kids, I was on Snapchat almost 24/7. It was the way that I communicated with all my friends, and I had like 20 different streaks with people. I still use Snapchat today, in fact, but not quite to the same level. Anyways, one night, I was in my bedroom just watching TV and snapping friends. I lived with my parents at this time, as well as my older sister. I remember that I was on the app, and I saw someone new added me. It was a girl named Sophie, so without even looking at her profile or anything, I added her back. I didn't recognize her name, but I thought that maybe she went to my school or we had mutual friends. I didn't know why else somebody would add me. Also, without giving it much thought, I sent her a selfie without any words. I wanted to see who she was. She responded back within a minute, except it was not a picture of her face. She was outside and it was nighttime, so I couldn't see much. It looked like she was in somebody's backyard and there was a house. After like 5 seconds of looking at it though, I realized it. This was my house. I was so confused. The picture did not have her in it at all. It was just a picture of my house. I got up and went over to my bedroom window, which did look out to the backyard. However, we did not have good lighting back there. The backyard light was off, and there were numerous trees in the yard. I couldn't see anything. I kept looking though. Then I snapped the girl back, but instead of a photo, I sent a message. I asked who she was and why she was in my yard. Then, as I was still looking into the backyard, I saw a flash of light quickly come out from behind a tree, then it went away. I barely saw a person sort of behind it, but I didn't get a good look at them at all. Then I got the snap of the picture that I had just seen being taken. It was a flash photo this time of the back of my house again with no words. I was so confused. I continued to look out the window. Then I saw what appeared to be a man run out from behind the tree and then hop the fence into the neighbor's yard. I couldn't see very well at all, It was literally just enough to distinguish that it was probably a guy, partly from the looks and partly from movement. I couldn't tell how old this person was or anything. It happened so fast. I was really freaked out, but told myself that maybe it was a prank by one of my friends. After that, I went around the house and covered every window and double-checked all the locks. Then I went back to my room. When I got there, I saw that I had a voice recording sent to me on Snapchat by the same user. I say user because at this point, I was sure that it wasn't the girl it appeared to be on Snapchat.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I played the recording. It was the sound of a man laughing, and he seemed older than high school age. I was so creeped out. I started snapping all my friends, telling them about it. None of them seemed to have any idea who it was, as if it might have been a prank or something. After that, I blocked the user. For a few weeks, I felt paranoid, wondering if somebody else would add me, or if someone would show up in my backyard, but nobody did. I still wonder who did that and why.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Some days you want a little extra oomph to your usual look. Whether that's lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara or awakening your eyes with a lasting lift and soft color with the Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Whether you want a simple, just got to get out of the door routine or full glam, you'll always look and feel like the best version of yourself with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.